Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears live and coming at you Wednesday, June the 23rd, 2021, 16, coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. And we have got a big morning here on WWGH Radio because we are going to get into our prize competition this morning. And we are going to do that after I go through some news here because yesterday we had a tremendous outpouring in regard to two issues. Number one, my issue with a fast food restaurant that I go to every morning to get a diet soda. And number two, a toilet issue I was having. Commode, the proper way to say it. So I want to give you some quick updates on this and some other things, and then we will get into the prize competition. And the prize competition will go like this. I will ask trivia questions this morning. You can enter as many times as you like. I'll put your name down. And tomorrow morning, we'll draw a winner. And what you will win, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's our last gift from Sugar Creek that I got about a month ago when I was in Sugar Creek. It's something you can't buy around here. We've given away three things from Sugar Creek. We gave away the corn salsa, we gave away the peanut butter concoction, and we gave away the Cobb popcorn microwave thing, which was a lot of fun. So we'll give away our last thing tomorrow, but we'll do the trivia today that will lead up to that. Now, there's a little tweak in how we're going to do this, just to make it more fun, and I'll tell you about that right before we start. But before we do that, I want to get into some other things. Do want to let you know, here's something, and I say this a lot, but I believe it's very true. This morning, as I came in here, I had a sausage and eggs and a large diet soda waiting on me. And it's just incredibly nice for somebody to do that. And I hope that everybody goes out and does something nice for somebody else. No matter how large or small it is, it doesn't matter if it costs money. Just go out and do something nice for somebody, even if it doesn't take much time. If it takes 5 minutes, that's fine. Go do that because it will mean something to somebody. And these breakfasts do mean something to me. And certainly the person who is doing them, Angie, is incredibly nice. Incredibly, unbelievably nice. So you have to find people like that in your life. And I was having this conversation over the weekend with somebody because they have had a lot of people in their life who we consider to be toxic, this person and I. And you cannot have toxic people in your life and expect it to go well. You've got to have good people who do nice things. And you have to do nice things for them, too, by the way. It can't all be one-sided. But if you have somebody who's toxic in your life, who you're constantly arguing with, that'll take a toll on you after a while. And it'll also take a toll, conversely, the other way. If somebody does nice things for you, it'll take a good toll. Even on a bad day, you will feel good. So there's my little soliloquy on that this morning. But it's true. So there's a little life lesson to kick off the show this morning. Now, and Angie wanted me, informed me this morning that the Caledonia yard sales are happening this weekend. So that's something important. You know, Caledonia is a great little community here in Marion County. They've got a lot of interesting stuff over there, a lot of history. And they do have a dollar store, so you can go over there and get the essentials, the things you need, and they have some restaurants over there. Caledonia, very unique community, so the yard sales will be going on this weekend, and I will also make sure that that goes on Swap Shop with Glenn on Thursday. So the Caledonia yard sales coming up this weekend, not too far to drive up 309. and go over to Caledonia. You know you're in Caledonia when you hit the Family Dollar store. I think it's a Family Dollar. When you see the dollar store on your left. And by the way, if you're in Caledonia, go to the cemetery. It's a great cemetery. And as I said earlier in the week, a bench has been erected over in the Caledonia Cemetery in honor of Charlie Evers. Now, he's not buried there. I do want to make that clear to people. He's not buried in the Caledonia Cemetery. Charlie was not buried. He was cremated, and he has not been buried. I think the plan, as I understand it, is that when his wife Jeannie goes many years from now, Jeannie's going to live forever. And I know Jeannie's out there listening this morning. Hello, Jeannie. Hope you're having a good morning. But I think when she goes, he will be buried with her in the Clarendon Cemetery. So Charlie's not buried in the Caledonia Cemetery, but he gave speeches there on Memorial Day many, many years, and there is a newly erected bench in the Caledonia Cemetery that says Charlie Evers. So if you want to go visit that bench, go do that. I haven't made it over there yet. I got to do it. I know his family's been over. I got to get over there, and maybe you could put a bottle of Moxie next to the bench. I'm sure Charlie would appreciate that. So that's Caledonia. So maybe make a weekend of it this weekend. Go over there, visit the bench, go to the yard sales, have a great time. I hopefully it'll be a nice weekend for it. Now, all right, what else do I want to mention this morning? Oh, before we get into the trivia, the McDonald's saga. I told you, and I'm going to try to recap this quick because I know you want to get to the trivia. McDonald's has been stealing my money. Now, I hate to say it that bluntly, and I don't think they're doing it on purpose, to be honest with you. But what happens is I will go through there every morning, and the sodas are $1.07, and I'll give them $1.12, and they give me back no change. Now, this happens quite a bit. So, I brought this up yesterday, and I concocted an experiment that I was going to go through there this morning, and I was going to give them 2 cents instead of 12 to see if they even count the change. Okay, here's what happens. I think there's a conspiracy. Because now, we're right up there with the JFK conspiracy and the Marilyn Monroe conspiracy and people walking on the moon. Because I'm not saying everybody in the world listens to this show, and I'm not saying word gets around, but here's what happened this morning. Because I go there pretty much every morning. I drive through the drive-thru, and I knew something was a little hinky when I pulled up to that first window, because there are two people standing there at the window, and the drive-thru was not that busy this morning. Now, I'm not saying it had anything to do with me. It maybe did not, but it was also truck morning. The truck was there, so I would have thought all free hands would have been unloading that truck that blocks the inside lane. So I'm there, and I pull up to the first window. There are two people standing there, and this is exactly what happened. I didn't have any dollar bills this morning. So all I had was a 10. I had a $10 bill. So to do this experiment, I gave them $10.10. Is that what I... hold on, what did I give them? Was it 10-10 or 10-25? I don't remember what I gave them. But I gave them something certainly that was not 7 cents. I didn't have 7 cents this morning. So I gave them... I think maybe I gave them 10-25? Is that what I gave him? 10 and a quarter? Yeah, I think that's what I gave him. So I gave him 10-25. Now, I give it to the first girl who is working the register. And the second... Now, it's a woman standing next to her. And the woman says, what did you give us? And I said, 10-25. And she said, okay, now you need to give him $9 and such cents back. So, here's what I think has happened. Maybe word got back that I'm talking about this, or maybe enough people have complained in general. Maybe it wasn't just happening to me, and now they're trying to train their people at the window to give the correct amount of change back. Because we've gone now from Monday, this is what it looks like this week. On Monday, when I gave the lady working the window $1.12, she said, do you want your change? Which I'd never had that happen before. And then yesterday, they just took the $1.12, rang it in as a $1.07 because I have the receipt, and I got no change. And then this morning, there were two people there, and she specifically told the girl how much change to give me. And I know you're tired of hearing me talk about this, but that's what happened. So if anybody has any thoughts on that, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have any thoughts on this? Because this is what is going on in my life every morning. And honest to goodness, it's a pain in the neck. It's just a pain in the neck. Not that a nickel is that big a deal, but some mornings you just don't have $1.07, and you need to get a soda, and you want your nickel back. So that, but I believe there's a whole conspiracy going on over there now. So tomorrow morning, I'm going to try this again, and I'm going to give them the wrong change again, and I'm going to see if they have all the troops up there again, like they did this morning, to see what was going on. Just to see if they're counting the change. That's all I want to know, because I truly don't believe they're doing this on purpose. I think there's more to it. But if you have any thoughts, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Okay, what else do we got going on here this morning that I need to mention? Oh, by the way, well, I'm going to talk about this a little bit because a lot of people asked me about this yesterday. I was in the grocery store yesterday, and I can't tell you how many people came up in the grocery store and asked me about my commode after I talked about it here on the show yesterday morning at great length. But, you know, I've broken the lid to my tank. And apparently, you cannot get these things. Now, I know a lot of people called in yesterday with suggestions, but here's the deal. I wrote this down this morning because I said I would. People wanted to know what kind of commode I had and what the part number was. So, if anybody can track this down, let me know, because this is the major scourge in my life, because one of the commodes in my house now has no lid. And it's like everybody's showing up at a Cub Scout meeting, and everybody's got their hat on but one person. You know, it just sticks out. So I have a Pro-Flow toilet. Pro-Flow. This is what I do in the mornings now, by the way, before I come in here. I go into the bathroom, and I check my toilet out. Isn't my life exciting? Isn't this just how you want to live? Okay, my toilet is a Pro-Flow. That's what the toilet is. And the part number is 7469C, as in cat. 7469C, as in cat. That's the part that broke on the Pro-Flow toilet. Now, here's how I know that. Because the lid completely shattered when I dropped it on the floor. But I have the same commode in the other bathroom in my house, so I know that this is the part. So, there you go. For all the people who wanted to know what type of commode it was and what the part number was, it's a Pro-Flow commode, and it's 7469C, as in cat. That's the part number. So, that's the part I'm missing. And I do not want to buy a new tank because I would have no idea how to install a tank. And now we're going to have to bring in a plumber. And I just want to put a new, I can put a lid on a tank. This has nothing to do with the seat, by the way. We went through this yesterday. Nothing to do with the seat. So, there's the whole commode situation. The old Pro-Flow commode, 7469C. Is the part number that broke. All right. 740-383-9944 if you've got anything to say. That's a lot of news right off the top here. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have anything to say about either of those issues, the big McDonald's conspiracy or the, maybe it's the also the commode conspiracy. The commode conspiracy. We've never had anything like that before. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, yesterday evening I was down South Prospect Street across from McKinley Park. You turn right, I think it's Edgewood.
Right.
And on the left, it's a short street, there was a toilet, whole thing out there, and the lid was laying on the grass. And it looked nice, and I didn't know if you wanted to check it out or not. I was in a hurry to get home, or I think I would have just put it in the car. Of course, I carry trash bags and stuff, but it was laying there, and it looked good, so I don't know if it would work or not.
So there's a commode that looks like somebody has thrown it out down here on...
Well, they put a new one in. Yeah, once in a while you'll drive by, and nobody's trash was out. And I think they send a certain, maybe, truck to get those, like certain furniture. And it would probably be there, because across from it is that McKinley Park, the dark, the ducks and stuff there. If you turn left, you go towards Marion General Hospital, and right, it's at the light, is Edgewood. And on the left side, it's a short street. And it looked nice. I just glanced, but I was in a hurry to get home, or I maybe would have jumped out and you know, put it in the car in the trunk.
So the lid was on the top?
The lid was laying on the grass, and the toilet, it looked very short because... I don't know if just the bottom part was there, if the other part that the, the lid sit on was there. I didn't pay that much attention because as I went, I just happened to glance and there it was. So I didn't know if you wanted to check that out, if it would work or not.
Well, yeah, I'll have to check that out because, you know, this is what I was thinking yesterday. If I cannot find the lid, maybe, because I have no problem getting a used tank, because then I'll just have to pay the plumber to come in and put the tank on. My issue is having to go out and buy a whole new tank, which is like $70, and then you have to pay the plumber to come in to put the whole tank in, and really, the only issue I have here is that the lid is missing. So, you know, I guess I'm just frugal in this matter, and I don't understand why they make that piece, which I've never thought about before until I broke it, why they make it so breakable.
I know, it's right before Nichols Furniture. Nichols is on the right before Sam's place, and it looked nice. I mean, from what I glanced, it looked like, you know, not like junk, like you'd say junk. And I thought, well, there's that lid, you know, and I thought of you, and maybe I should have went home and then went back, but I didn't. And I thought, well, of course they are heavy. And I thought people need to maybe, not these flea market places, maybe take them there, and then when people need one, you know, because if anything's wrong with the other part of the toilet, you go buy the whole thing. But the lid, you know, you wouldn't buy a new toilet commode for just that tank lid.
Right.
So it's an option if you want to check it out because nobody's trash was out. Because when I rode around last night, nobody's trash was out or anything. So I would say a certain truck has to, unless somebody else needs, you know, part of it or something, I would say it's still there.
Well, I tell you, that's not far from where I am. So maybe if it's still there at noon today, I'll drive that way on my way out of here.
Yeah, you turn right at the light, and then it's on the left side, and it's a short street.
All right, well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, I appreciate people keeping an eye out for me in this whole commode situation. You know, I get the feeling that there might be a commode or a commode lid sitting on the porch here when I go out today. I don't know. I don't know how this became such a thing, but it's just odd to me. It's just odd that you cannot buy these parts. You can buy the floater for the inside of the toilet. You can buy a toilet tank. You can buy a toilet seat. You can buy a seat cover. But you cannot buy the lid for the back of the commode. Now, why is this? Does anybody, any plumbers, construction people, does anybody understand this? But again, I did write it down this morning, went into the bathroom this morning, got the commode information, ProFlow 7469C as in cat. So there you go. Any other information here this morning before we get the trivia moving in regard to the McDonald's change conspiracy or the whole commode conspiracy? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. And again, the Caledonia yard sales coming up this weekend in Caledonia. Go over there, make a whole weekend of it. All right, I'm getting a message now here. Uh-oh. Looks like somebody may have found one here. These things may be pricey. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I bet you call a plumber out of the phone book is going to charge you $150, $200. Put that on there.
Well, it's interesting because we just got a message on Facebook from one of our listeners out there, Jody, and she seems to have found, I think this is it, I'm checking it here. It says ProFlow 7469, which I think is what I have, and it's on eBay? Yeah, I think it's on eBay for $35. Now, think about this. This lid costs $35. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, but you need it, so, you know, what it would cost you to buy a whole new back, you know, it'd be worth it. What about shipping? Is the shipping included?
You know, I don't know. I'm worried about the shipping because it's a heavy piece.
A lot of times they'll include shipping when they have stuff on eBay.
So you think the plumber will cost how much an hour?
Oh, I bet they're going to charge you $100 an hour anyhow. It's going to cost you $100 to $150 to maybe even $200
to have
that put on.
Oh, guess, well, no, wait a second. I just learned here from Jody it says $65 for this commode.
Oh, boy, it's getting worse all the time.
Now, isn't this nuts? $65 for a lid. If anybody's crafty out there, I might just buy something to put on the thing. This is insane.
I had a plumber over here did some work for me, and he reattached a pedestal sink to the wall and put a thermocouple in the, on the hot water heater, and that cost me $275. And when they was leaving, they said they was going to Chateau Ridge, and somebody called and they wanted a shower head replaced. All you got to do is screw it off and screw a new one on there. And he said that's going to be an easy $100.
Well, now I'm looking, Jody, there is shipping on this. $20 for shipping.
Plus $65.
Plus $65 for the lid.
Yeah.
So now, see, now here, this is a conspiracy because if you go buy a whole new tank and lid, I think it costs $69. But now, just for the lid, $65 plus $20 for shipping.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, you know what? This is, I'm talking to all the entrepreneurs out there right now. What you need to do is invent something that will go in place of the toilet lid, because apparently it's hard to buy them.
There needs to be something that's universal, that can be made to fit, you know, different. Because they're not all the same size and the same style and stuff, but there needs to be something universal that will look nice and can be made to fit.
Well, right, or somebody could open up a company, because I'll tell you, price point is very important, and if you could get under $20, better yet, if you could sell your item at $10, and it's something nice-looking or interesting that would go on the back of a commode that would fit for people who have broken their lids, you probably would become a millionaire. You'd be on that Shark Tank, and it'd be great.
How much do you have on that one you bought at Menards?
Well, that thing only costs $10, but it's, it just, I was in there again this morning, and I'll tell you, it covers it, but it looks ridiculous. I honestly have no idea who would have a commode that big. I mean, it's enormous, this thing. I could turn it into a bookshelf.
Yeah, you're out $10 already.
I'm out $10 already with it. Well, you know what? At this point, I'm just going to leave that on there and put books on it until I have a better option. But it's the strangest problem I have ever seen in my life.
Well, maybe that one that lady told you about, you know, if it don't fit it perfectly, maybe it'll fit it good enough, it'll stay on there.
Yeah, it's just right up the road here. I'll have to check it out. But, yeah, thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. You know, I still wonder, during the winter, we had two great regular callers, and I appreciate the regular callers, who used to call in. We had an older gentleman who lived with his wife, and he was always fun when he called in. We talked a lot about the pandemic, and then we had a lady who used to call in, and she was a gourmet cook, and she used to tell us how she didn't buy a lot of things at the store. I have not heard from either one of them in a long while. I hope they're both doing okay. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what happened to either one of them? I hope that they're both out there and doing well. 740-383-9944. Or if you want to talk about the change conspiracy at the fast food place, or the commode conspiracy here. That's what I call it. The commode conspiracy. No lids for commodes. What is going on in the world? See, I've learned so much already because I didn't even know what type of commode I had, ProFlow. And now I have the part number, I have everything. I'm definitely becoming full of it. All right, 740-383-9944. Here we are. And I appreciate Jody for sending all that information in regard to the ProFlow. But, I think she found it on eBay. I wonder if they are available other places. We all go to the internet now for this stuff. Okay, we'll get underway with the trivia here. Now, if you still want to talk about any of these other issues when you call in, feel free. I'm glad to listen to that as well. But here's how we're going to do this. We did this once before, and I think this is a lot more exciting than just drawing a name out. So here's what's going to happen. When you call in and answer a trivia question correctly, what will happen is I'm going to take your name, and I'm going to take your phone number down. Name and phone number. And then tomorrow morning, I'm going to call you at some point during the show. And I'm going to ask you one final question. Now, the final question will be much easier. Well, actually, today's questions are not that hard. So, you know, it'll be an easy question. It'll have something to do with the prize. So this is how we're going to do it. So just to run through this again, I'm going to ask you trivia questions today. When you call in and get a trivia question right, I will take down your name and I'll take down your number. And then tomorrow morning at some point between 8 and 10 a.m., I will draw a name out of the bucket and a phone number. And I will call you, and I will ask you the final question, and if you get it right, you'll win the prize. So that's how it'll go. All right, how exciting will that be? Here we go. 45 minutes past the hour, let's get underway. First trivia question. Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? Okay, there's a question for you. Now this has to do a lot with my experiences in the morning. Where would you go if you wanted a double chocolate chip cake? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. Now this is a restaurant. I'm not talking about a state or a city or anything like that. It's a restaurant. Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? Does anybody know? Coming up on 46 minutes past the hour here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Has anybody had this cake? Let's find out. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to give you a wise guy answer, Scott. Is that okay?
Since go ahead.
My wise guy answer is Weight Watchers or the gym, because if you're eating too much cake, you probably need to take off some poundage.
Well, you never know. They, you know, I think Weight Watchers should serve cake.
Yeah, they're called WW now. Well, maybe. I mean, like Marie Antoinette, right? Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake.
Or, I mean, can you go to Walmart or Aldi, or you want somebody kind of fancy?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess this is a signature item of this place.
I mean, the Cheesecake Factory has, like, cheesecake, I would imagine, with chocolate. But, I mean, there are locally owned bakeries that certainly would be preferable. But, yeah, my wise guy answer is you should just go to the gym or to a diet center instead. But that's probably not right.
No, not a diet center, but we'll see if somebody, you know, this
yeah,
is...
Yeah, I mean, if I'm not eligible to win, I might as well give you a wise guy answer, right?
It sounds good.
Okay, have a good day.
Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? And I would be talking about a restaurant here. Now, remember, if the lines are ringing busy, means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? Now, remember, the prize here will be one of the gifts from Sugar Creek. Something you can't buy in this particular area. Go ahead, caller.
How about Perkins?
Perkins, you know, it's not Perkins. Do they have a double chocolate chip cake over there?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
No, it's a good guess. You know, they have a lot of neat things, but not Perkins. Good guess, though.
I know they have a bakery there, so that's why I said it.
They certainly do. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, not Perkins. Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? Now, again, this would be a restaurant. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
It's not working, so how about that? Bob Evans?
Bob Evans, that's a good guess, too. It is not Bob Evans. Nope, not Perkins, not Bob Evans. Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? A double chocolate chip cake. Where would you go? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you wanted a good old double chocolate chip cake, where would you go? And again, this is a restaurant. It's not a state or a city or anything like that. It's a restaurant. A place you would eat. Let's put it that way. Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? 740-383-9944. And again, the prize here will be one of the items brought back from Sugar Creek about a month ago that you cannot purchase in this area, which is kind of a fun thing. Double chocolate chip cake. Apparently, this is not a very popular item on the menu of this particular restaurant. Does anybody know this? Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? 740-383-9944, 50 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Would love to hear your guess. All right, here comes one. Go ahead, caller.
Dairy Queen?
Not Dairy Queen, but that's a good guess as well. They got lots of good stuff over there.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, not Dairy Queen, not Bob Evans, not Perkins. Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? A double chocolate chip cake, where would you go? You know, this is kind of interesting because I wasn't sure I'd have enough questions this morning. But the first one right out of the bat here seems to be a stumper. 740-383-9944. Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? Does anybody know? 51 minutes here past the hour, WWGH radio time. Now remember, if you get a question right, we'll write down your name, we'll write down your number. Tomorrow morning, we'll draw a name and a number out, we'll call you and ask a final question. Hopefully not this question, this seems a little difficult. Go ahead, caller.
How about Denny's?
Not Denny's, that's a good guess too.
Okay.
Not Denny's, we add those to the list. We had Denny's to the list of places not here. Not the answer, I guess, is what I should say. Not Denny's. Where would you get this cake? Go ahead, caller.
How about Steve Dakota's?
Not Steve Dakota's. Good guess. No Steve Dakota's. No Bob Evans. No Perkins. No Steve Dakota's. No Dairy Queen. No Denny's. What we're looking for here, where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? Where would you get that at? A double chocolate chip cake. 740-383-9944, the old double chocolate chip cake. Where would you get it at? All right, go ahead, caller.
Carlisle?
Not the Carlisle.
Okay,
good guess there, not the Carlisle. If I wanted a double chocolate chip cake, where would I go? Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
How about Andrews?
Not Andrews. Good guess, though.
Okie doke.
Not Andrews. Holy moly. The first question is the most difficult this morning. Where would you go for a double chocolate chip cake? 740-383-9944. If you get it right, we'll take down your name and number, and you could win the big prize tomorrow. And it is a big prize. Go ahead, caller.
How about Long John Silver's?
Not Long John Silver's, but you're getting warmer.
Okay,
thank you. Not Long John Silver's. You know, I haven't been there in a while. They have very good hush puppies. Fish and chicken there are really good. Seems like people either really like it or really don't. I like it. I think it's a nice place to eat, but not many people ever suggest Long John Silver's. I don't know why. Okay, the question. Where would you go to get a double chocolate chip cake? That's the question here. Double chocolate chip cake. Go ahead, caller.
Are we talking about just the Marion area or a franchise anywhere around?
Well, I'll tell you. This is in the Marion area.
Okay, it's in Marion County.
Yes, this place, you could go there today and get a double chocolate chip cake.
And a restaurant where they sell all kinds of food and stuff.
I think you can go in this place, and they sell all, they're not known for cakes, but they sell all kinds of other stuff.
I got you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're looking for this. Yeah, this restaurant is in Marion. And it's other places as well, though. There's a little hint for you. 740-383-9944. Where would you go to get a double chocolate chip cake? And they do sell other items. They're not known for cake. They're actually known for something else. All right, go ahead, caller.
KFC.
KFC, you have got it. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, how'd you know that?
I just remember I go there quite a bit.
Have you ever had the double chocolate chip cake?
No.
No? Yeah, but apparently it's a popular thing over there.
I walked back into the room, heard you talking about it, and I go there a lot, so I know they sell those cakes.
They do sell the double chocolate chip cake. All right. What's your name?
Lee Dominey.
Lee Dominey. And Lee, if we were to call you tomorrow morning, what's the best number?
383-5370.
All right. I will put you on the list, Lee. Thank you.
Mm.
All right. Lee has got it. It is double chocolate chip cake. KFC is where you would go to get that cake. All right, we've got about 5 minutes. Let's see if we can get another question down here. Which restaurant serves fruit and yogurt parfait? which restaurant serves fruit and yogurt parfait? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Which restaurant serves fruit and yogurt parfait? But the double chocolate chip cake is over at KFC. How about that? Now, the fruit and yogurt parfait, I think that would be... This should be a pretty easy one. 740-383-9944. Where do you get the fruit and yogurt parfait? Now, you can get a lot of things like this at a lot of places, but this place calls it the fruit and yogurt parfait. Go ahead, caller.
McDonald's.
Now, do you get the fruit and yogurt parfait there?
Heck no, that sounds too healthy.
Too healthy. All right. Now, I got your name. Now, where would we call you tomorrow?
340-341-3826.
Now, is anybody on the bus this morning?
No, not right now. I can't call you while I'm driving. What, do you think I want to get fired?
Well, no, but I mean, have people been on the bus listening to this commode conversation?
Yes, and I tried to get the lady to call in. She said KFC, and she was too shy.
Oh, well, tell her, you know, we're a small group here.
Yeah, like, I said, I call in all the time. They're probably sick of hearing from me. I said, it's fun. And she goes, oh, no, no, no.
Well, she knew. She'd been there. She'd had the cake.
Yeah, she said, well, I don't know if she ever had it, but she said, oh, it's KFC. And I said, call them. And she was
too shy. Well, you're in and Lee's in, so we'll see where we go from here.
Awesome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, it is McDonald's, the fruit and yogurt parfait. Okay, but we've got 2 minutes. Let's see if we can get another one. Where would you get Cinnasticks? Cinnasticks. How about that? Where would you go to get Cinnasticks? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The fruit and yogurt parfait is over at McDonald's. The chocolate chip cake is over at KFC. But where would you go to get Cinnasticks? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got Lee and Sarah in on the competition here this morning, which is fun. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
This is my best wise guy answer ever, Scott. You ready?
Ready.
Well, if you're a sinner, you should probably go to church and therefore listen to the station on Sunday because we have so many great church programs. So go to the radio station and listen on Sunday. That's my suggestion if you're a sinner.
Well, I would take, you know, that's a little Southern.
Yeah, well, it's kind of New York also, and I have people from New York in my family. So if you're a sinner, go to the radio station and listen to our shows on Sunday and Friday morning also.
All right.
Friday at 11. And that's my answer. It's a wise guy answer, but I think it's pretty creative, don't you?
Works for me this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right, where would you go to get the Cinnasticks? We've got about a minute left here before the break. 740-383-9944. Cinnasticks. Go ahead, caller.
Taco Bell.
Not Taco Bell. Good guess, though. Not Taco Bell. Where would you go to get those Cinnasticks? 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about Taco Bell?
Not Taco Bell.
Okay.
A good guess, though. Not Taco Bell. I think they call the Taco Bell things cinnamon twists. I think that's what they're called over there. These are called Cinnasticks. Where would you go to get the Cinnasticks? All right. Well, nope, not there. We lost that caller. 740-383-9944. Where would you go to get the Cinnasticks? All right, you know what? We're going to break here. Caller, call back after the break. Call back after the break, and maybe you'll be the first one up. We'll be right back after these words.
That I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because Mary Ellen Withrow was in here last week, and we talked about Hillary, and she said one of the biggest obstacles she will face is because they're harder on women.
They certainly are.
Who get older than men.
Yes.
Yeah. Hillary needs a new hairdo, though, I'll say that.
See, you would never say that about a man.
No.
You would never say a man needs a new hairdo.
And that upsets me, Charlie.
Yeah, why would you say
Hillary,
that?
Hillary, her hair isn't very creative. I mean, sometimes it just long, straight long, and she could look a million bucks better with a good hairdresser.
Well, why don't you write her a letter and tell her that?
Yes. Well, it would, that's one thing. You know, I like Hillary, despite all the negative things.
I would love to see a woman as president.
Yeah, they need to be.
Yes.
Yeah, to show up the men for once.
Well, but you know, Great Britain's, they've had women as the
leaders.
That's
right.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue.